The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Community Radio for the North State. However, it's Thursday, so it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And so we've got the Clark and Clark Show this morning, and we love Thursday morning. We're looking forward to having a little conversation with you this morning.
It started off an exciting morning when we got here today.
Well, yeah, we're a little just not quite geared up here exactly because we started off the morning by setting off the alarm coming into the studio. So it's been really, really noisy.
And so,
you never use that.
Yeah, Bob said that he doesn't usually have to unset it. Usually someone's here before him. So the heart rates were all up as we're trying to call Carl Lynn and figure out the code to get in there. So anyway, it all worked itself out. But we know that there is an alarm on the building, so don't try to break in because it is active and it is wired. So.
And it's really, really loud.
My ears are ringing here now.
And as we speak, we're trying to bring up a weather forecast. That's why we're kind of going along.
I'll get you one printed out here, but let me...
So today we're looking for... It's 36 degrees. Is what it says right now. And we're looking for a high today of 55? No. 55 in the morning.
I got 72 for the high, 74 tomorrow, 72 on Saturday.
Yeah, 74 on Friday, 41 degrees, 72 on Saturday, 43 degrees low. Sunshine all the way through on Sunday, 73, Monday, 71. Don't see anything but a possibility, maybe about next Wednesday.
Yeah, about Wednesday, a 40% chance of some precip. That would be way
welcome.
That
was good, and it's building up to 50% later in the week, so maybe we do actually have hopes of some actual rain, which would be good for everybody, especially the people down south that's now in Paradise and Chico area that we just got our prayers out for. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And, of course, the smoky skies are due, of course, to drift up from the still-burning campfire, and I'll have an update for you on that very shortly.
And you know, darn it, we get that air from clear down in the Bay Area, actually, when they get the smog and the everything, it travels right up the channel. For when that fire first started, we had a really good, well, I guess wind was blowing to the south.
Well, the north wind is what accelerated the fire, unfortunately, and it kept the smoke out of our hair, but on the other hand, made that fire explode.
Exactly. And the other thing that I talked with my son last night, who is a works in the consumer there at Sacramento area, Elk Grove. And evidently the air is pretty bad there. He said it's not nearly as bad as they think it is, and it's just not, you know, terrible. But he said he was kind of fascinated by people's reaction to things because it's a little smoky. I mean, not anything like we've lived with the entire summer. And fall. But he said, so the Sacramento Fire Department decided they were going to give out masks. And so if you stop by any fire station, well, the Consumers Fire Department is in Elk Grove, which is just south of that. So people started stopping at all the fire stations and asking for masks, free masks. So Rick said they had some surplus masks. They said, okay. So he said, now they in the Consumers Fire Department in Elk Grove, they've now handed out 3,000 masks. SAC Fire has handed out 30,000 masks, and they're like out of masks. And he said, "You'd honestly believe that we're stealing their firstborn child."
Yeah,
we don't have
like,
a mask
oh yeah, those particles
them.
Aren't that bad for you. It could be way worse.
Well, we can send the extra ones we got up here because you can pick them up at Ace Hardware. You pick them up for about $4 or $5.
Well, they're not even that expensive in some places, and really, that's the deal. But he said it's like
we want it free.
It's become a right. It's a rite of passage, yeah. And it's a government thing. And by gosh, what do you mean you're a fire department and you don't have a free mask for me? It's just gotten a bit comical.
The lawsuits have already started, of course.
I saw that yesterday.
Butte did not respond fast enough. You couldn't possibly have responded fast enough. There is no way that by the time it became obvious that this fire had some problems and was making a run, it was too late.
What were the figures? It was advancing a football field every 3 seconds?
Yeah.
You know,
do you have any idea? That's really
the
fast.
The other crazy thing I heard, and I haven't, this is not confirmed, is that for some reason they did not activate the reverse 911 for Paradise. And if you listen to all the news reports, you don't hear anyone saying, and then I got the reverse 911 call. Everyone's got the news. They got notified to evacuate by the knock on the door. But the rumor mill has it that Paradise had somehow opted out of the 911 call function.
Well, it's a commercial service that you have to buy, and that may have been a financial decision, which may turn around to bite you.
Yeah.
There is talk in the, I, of course, have a pretty strong contact in the fire community. There is talk about using combined, right now, everything is so compartmentalized within the fire and first responder industry. Even in spite of what they call incident command system, the communications are coordinated, but operations are still very, very compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. And there's talk about, do we need a tornado-style warning system implemented for fire-prone areas? In other words, as soon as sensors, possibly from satellite, because anytime this heat blooms, there's an obvious heat signature on the ground. With the new satellite, especially the GOES 18 that is in position now, as soon as it picks up a warning, it starts letting dispatch centers know, hey, there's a potential problem here, and possibly some sirens, because we've become very dependent on the cell phone system, but somebody still has to push the button. And you need safeguards in place so you don't have a Hawaii situation where the missiles are coming. That was a test.
A couple years ago, I landed in Houston, and when they had that huge flood there, I was at the airport, and all of our phones, the sirens had the alert of a tornado warning. So and I was not even in my usual area. So, yeah, just sent them to the phones. But I think that, and now that makes a lot of sense if Paradise didn't opt into the reverse 911 feature for their community. Because that's, I think, one of the bigger issues. Of course, so many seniors passed away. I mean, the confirmed list has so many older folks on it, and then the missing list has so many older folks on it. And it's something in my industry that we're constantly kind of beating the drum of, could your loved one evacuate? Could your loved one get to safety if something happened on their property, in their neighborhood? Do they have the reasoning skills to call 911? Do they have the reasoning skills to pack a bag and get out of the home and get themselves to safety? And worst case scenario, I mean, you just see all of these seniors that, maybe didn't have the feature to get the alert on their phone or weren't watching the news or were safely in their beds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Super tragic.
The time of day that it happened certainly played into a lot of that. I mean, it's, 6:30 in the morning. People are asleep.
Especially retirees.
Retirees. Mm-hmm. The convalescent homes, small convalescent homes. I know there's one across the street from me. It has, I think, 6 people and one caregiver there at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I never see a car parked in the driveway there.
Yeah, usually like the shift changes, right around 6 in the morning.
Exactly.
At hospital settings, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I would say to people, government was never created to be all things to all people. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have personal responsibility.
We have some personal responsibility, and sometimes things happen that are nobody's fault. You can't always reach out and blame.
That's why we call them natural disasters,
right? That's exactly right. You can't reach out and say somebody should have done this.
Well, and especially for our fire. I mean, here was a couple doing nothing wrong but driving.
There you go.
And so, I mean, it was horrific and tragic and cost us a ton of money and lives were lost. And, homes were lost, but we're not going to go suing anybody. There's really no one to go sue. This was just a fluky
thing. Well, the suits against PG&E have started just on the face of rumors. There has been the green sheet isn't out yet on this.
No, and the original cause was a campfire, a literal
Oh, okay.
Transient.
Well,
that was the first word from the first fire people that were on the scene.
That has not been officially established.
No, it has not been officially established. But if, in fact, you can turn around and hang it on PG&E, all the better.
Well, if
although the governor just signed a bill, it's my understanding that PG&E doesn't have to pay for it anyway. The ratepayers do.
Yeah.
So that's my point about why do we always have to come out and find fault immediately and start suing people when...
Because attorneys were probably reaching out.
You've got to keep those lawyers working
somehow.
That's
right. I'm sure they were initiating it, the attorney.
You don't want to see this guy in a three-piece suit.
I'm tired of the nobody with any responsibility kind of attitude in this world. I could just...
Do you really want to see the guy in a three-piece suit on the on-ramp with a cardboard sign, "Will Tort for food"?
they're not there now. I'm sure I saw
don't give
them
anybody any ideas.
I'm sure I saw them on the way in. Actually, they're right there on the corner of Cypress and Hill.
We have Kay on the line, but we do need to take our first break.
Okay.
Ladies. So we'll pick up Kay on the backside. Kay, if you are listening, which I think you are, especially if I push that button, Kay will be listening. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They got service 7 days a week, 24 hours. You want to make sure your system is up to snuff because it got cold last night. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at HomeComfort.com. KCNR 1460 at 716. Back after these messages.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And back at 720, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. The number to call, we failed to mention, being all the confusion that the weather was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends, especially this time of year. You did say that. Well, say it again, because they are such great sponsors. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. And we give them all the love, especially this time of year, when they're keeping everybody warm and toasty. Also, they serviced my heating and air system and just did an awesome job. So
yeah.
Martin and the guys.
You don't need them till you need them, right?
Absolutely. We have a phone call.
Yes, we do. We'll go to the phone now and talk with Kay. Good morning.
Good morning. PG&E had PSAs on the radio. I know they had it on KQMS, and I think they had it on your station, too, for about 2 days before the fire, stating that there was going to be the wind storms were going to be really bad, and in Butte County and in, I don't know if it was Nevada County, but there were about three or four different counties that they were alerting people that they were going to be turning the power off.
Right, because the rolling blackouts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because of the forecast of those high winds. So they wanted people to be aware that there may be, when those winds really start whipping up, they have to shut the power off just as a safety measure.
Well, I think I would think that would cover PG&E because they were warning people.
I can see your point, Kay, and those downed trees, I mean, they can't be responsible for any tree that blows over. And
they
can't
see it every inch of the power line.
You know, and I have a good friend, and they show up every year to his property to trim back the trees, and he stands out there and tells them, don't cut that one too much. Don't cut. And he actually tells them what he argues with them. Well, now, if one of those trees blows down, can you sue them because they didn't trim them back the way they wanted? I mean, I wouldn't think the homeowners can be doing that. That's kind of scary.
You give an easement so that those power lines can be trimmed. And, no, you don't want to. It's like the people who go argue with the fire truck because they're using the fire truck to make a lunch run, you know.
Right. So, yes, Kay, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
Well, I think that needs – nobody seems to be talking about what PG&E did do in advance.
Oh, the lawyers are neck deep in it, I can bet. We're just not saying it.
Well,
okay.
Oh, we lost her. Oh, there you go.
And hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh. And the thing of it is that no matter what, we're already going to be getting higher PG&E rates probably because they're going to pass it on to us. They're not going to get squeezed. We are.
Well, that's exactly right because the governor just signed a bill that said that.
Yeah.
They just passed legislation that they aren't going to be held responsible if the... that the rate payers are going to be held responsible, not the people that own the stock, but the rate payers. So,
thank you, Jerry.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, kicking on the way out the door.
We have another 4 years of excitement.
I think Mr. Newsom is going to make Mr. Brown look like a real conservative guy.
Well, Jerry was the rational voice in the room
for the days. When we had Jerry Brown.
I know, isn't that sad?
Maybe he'll come back for another 6 years.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I do, too.
All righty.
All right, thanks, bye-bye. Kay.
Thanks, Kay.
Yeah, you know, I'm fed up with this, as I said earlier in the show, this whole inability of anybody to take responsibility whether for any just actions of any kind. There's always this immediate search to blame other people or other things or other circumstances, and so quick to rush to judgment.
Difficult circumstance.
And I'm so tired of people just not being able to stand back and figure out what happened.
I want to cash in on my misfortune.
I know. And yet, you know, this is the comparisons are being made between the two fires, you know, the car fire, which went on forever and ever and ever and ever. And, you know, this fire is still burning down there, and it's still threatening many areas, and there's always a chance it can take another run. Having said that, the firestorm that hit Paradise in that community went through there, and it was, like, all done in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Well, the fire itself, and I'm pulling up, it, I believe we had 35% containment. Let me see if they've done an update.
No, they just did an update just a minute ago, didn't they?
No,
it's still 35, I think.
Yeah, it still hasn't. Yeah. As of last night, 138,000 with 35% containment. But the new sometimes these things take a little time to trickle out of the pipe. I just checked the news and notes.
It is one that just came across my phone. The campfire is now 40% contained, has burned 140,000 acres, 8,650 homes have been destroyed so far.
Yeah, so interesting that they didn't update. The update just popped up.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it just came across on my phone.
But there's... we could have up to 100 people, maybe more, who perished. There's a big missing persons list. In fact, friends of ours who we knew were okay were on the missing persons list. So we called down there and said, yeah, we know where they are.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, because I think early on lots of people were calling in, and those people may have been found or whatnot. So we want to focus on the people that really need to be on there.
Yeah, and we'll have to see if we can find the link for the missing persons list, but... if you see the name of a person who you know to be okay, have them check in so they're not. But this is a grim business now.
Well, the cadaver dogs and all business. Of this.
The report that I read yesterday indicated that they were actually listing about 100 people as missing. However, the list still was above 200.
Like 228 or something like that. Yeah,
and possibly higher. They just have no way of knowing. But I think this is probably, there's no question, it's going to be, already is, the most loss of lives, and I'm fearful that it's going to go higher. Yeah. Just from the circumstances, the way it happened, and the community that it is, with all the elderly people who were living there specifically by themselves.
Yeah, one of the interesting stories that came out of it for me was... a gal that was evacuating, and she, you know, what you do is you both take your own cars. And so, you know, you don't think about when you and your husband are both told to evacuate, you each get in a car. Well, if everyone takes two cars or as many household cars as you have in your family, that's what kind of starts clogging up that road. And so they were actually there on the Skyway. If you were an adult with no children in the car, they were making you pull over and get into someone else's vehicle, because this was part of the reason all of these roads were so clogged.
Yeah.
And naturally, and I think about it myself, you want to take both of your vehicles, of course. You don't want to leave a vehicle back behind. You're trying to take your valuables. But it's. I think we need to have more awareness. And you know, even in my business, we're doing evacuation plans for our clients, because there was a few times families were not in the area. They didn't understand where the fire was, and they were trying to explain to them how quickly moving things are. And, you know, this is a serious issue. And so we need to have more of that. But understanding that the one first neighborhood that loss of life was all, they were all in this cul-de-sac, all, you know, one car after another. Well, why didn't everybody try to squeeze into a car? And just get one vehicle out, because you're clogging up all these roadways. And I just, that's something that would never have occurred to me.
Yeah, well, crowd panic.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to Paradise, I know that you both have. Mm-hmm. For those who've never been there, it is a maze of ridgetops and deep, steep canyons with these little windy little roads running between them. It is a trap. And unfortunately, one major way in and out.
Right, and forestry everywhere, like a Tahoe-esque kind of situation.
Yeah, huge. I mean, 100-foot-tall ponderosas dotting the landscape.
It's beautiful, too.
Yeah, it was, well.
But tinderbox, kind of tinderbox
Fuels
situation.
Moisture. Here we are, halfway through November. Of course, my wife is in the business. Fuels moisture still down in the single digits. Mm-hmm. Overnight, there is no overnight humidity recovery. In some places, the dew point, which is an indication of when the water will condense out of the air, is still below zero.
Mm.
Yeah, it is that dry.
Yeah, because they're saying, I think, containment like November 30th was the day that they were thinking it would take to.
Well, exactly. But think about that. If again, if you look at the car fire and the campfire, and they've got a date of containment, and we're a week into this fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're way on top of it.
It's 1 week, and we were car fire for 6 weeks before we had a containment.
Yeah. Well, now that it's come out of the hills, because it's consumed all the fuel in the hills, it's down onto the valley where they can get some resources on it. Of course, there were a lot of people freaking out because we didn't have airplanes all over the car fire. The smoke ceiling was so bad. When we had the car fire.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
People were screaming, why aren't those airplanes up there? I want to hear airplanes. Well, you couldn't safely fly the airplanes. There's some things here that you simply can't
do. You have to have a certain amount of visibility.
Yeah.
Specifically when you're in mountainous areas. And just because you can see at the airport or you can see at your house doesn't mean you can see over the fire, which is, guess what, all covered with smoke.
Pilots like to be able to see where they're flying.
Well, they need to have a certain amount of clearance before you can put the aircraft.
And they were
there.
Literally dropping water on people trying to evacuate. They were dropping water on the cars, trying to keep them from catching on fire during that evacuation. I think we're going to hear some really tragic stories, as we've already heard. I also think we're going to hear really heroic stories, just like what came out of our area during that time. So. That's what I'm trying to focus on, is human beings coming together for human beings and the survival of folks. And there's going to be those amazing stories, too, of people really, human nature really coming out, and where we can be really proud of that community.
Well, a week ago, as you know, we were all over at Cornerstone Bank doing the veteran thing. And one of the listeners wrote into the chat room that there was a fire. And by the time it became evident that there was this fire down in near Polga, and I'm going, where the heck is that? Mm-hmm. You know, but that Jarbo Gap area is a natural wind tunnel, and it was like a bellows on a furnace.
All right.
Need to take a break.
Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
530-605-4567. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this portion of the program. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750. One of the few remaining full service jewelry stores in Redding.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Not sure why it's... Oh, yeah, I know why it's doing that. I'm playing the song on two different players. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, this portion of the program. It's one of those, it's a weird day.
It is.
It is a weird day. It started off weird.
Our juju got rocked early.
Whew. Couldn't find the coffee. I mean, when you can't find the coffee in a radio station, that is a major thing.
The alarm going off, it was.
Yeah, you can't deal with an alarm with no caffeine.
I'm way too
system.
Awake for this time of day.
Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this portion of the program. Hi, guys. Yes, you're getting your love this morning. I forgot to do it yesterday. 2463 Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. DC and Tim and Logan and all the folks down there. You're not gonna. It's not a beauty shop. No, it's an honest-to-goodness barbershop. Great guys. Cypress Square Barbershop, they're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
If you would like to jump in and talk with us this morning, if you got something you'd like to throw into this mix of whatever we're talking about, give us a call at 605-4567. And, of course, jump into the chat room at www.kcnr1460.com. Go on the webpage and jump into our chat room, and you can be a part of the show as well. Bob checks into that every once in a while.
Yeah, you take a look at it.
If you've got stuff you want to talk about, let us know.
We've gotten a lot of commentary about the chat room service. I didn't write the chat room because I wouldn't know how. We didn't have somebody else write the chat room because that the expense is staggering. So we went with a service. We're not real happy with it. It leaves a bit to be desired. So we're looking at another service, but that'll probably be part of the whole studio changeover, FM activation, which is in the pipe, the parts. If you look through the window, ladies, you see the big table in there,
yeah.
The new studio table.
Go look at it when we're
see
off.
All those boxes?
Okay, stuff is arriving.
Stuff is arriving, and over the next 10 days or so, right up through Thanksgiving, I'm going to be the busy little beaver boy hooking up things and connecting wires and all that. We are hoping it's a multi-phase thing. The studio move will probably happen around December 1st. Probably. The FM channel is a matter of how long does it take to get construction done on Shasta Bali. Because that was set to happen months ago, and then along came this little fire.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That really,
changed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and it threw everything a little off track. But the FM channel is coming. That's
and
that's
96.5.
Yep. That's going to give us an improved footprint in the downtown area. It's not a super loud FM station, but it's going to be very adequate for downtown Reading. It's what's called a low-power FM.
Won't reach out?
It won't be like one of the big, 5,000, 10,000 watt jobs, but I think our output's about 300 watts. But it's at a height, and it's going to reach Cottonwood,
Anderson,
Red Bluff, depending on the day. It all depends on what else is in the same frequency band. But I've had people call me up, can you just turn up your volume? And it doesn't quite
work like
that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting.
It is. It's exciting. So I know how you just can't not do a show without getting into a little bit of
politics.
Give
it to me, Trish. Give it to me.
So
she likes to see my brow sweat.
Well, no, but I mean, come on. We just got to talk about Florida. I mean, are you Can you honestly believe that
just when you thought it was
just
safe to punch a card again?
I know. I mean, back to the Chads and the laws. We have laws. Law after law. It is a law in Florida that you must report the votes within so many hours.
Yeah,
after
did
the
they find
the
a ballot box or something?
I really haven't kept up on it. It's a week and a half after the election, and they're still finding. And the one a guy is standing in the room insisting that they count ballots that they determine are by people who are not qualified to vote. We must count every ballot. We must count every vote. And then they're doing. I'm loving the reports because they're doing things like the provisional ballots. They're trying to figure out. Well, if they voted for both of them, what did they really mean? And someone's determining that. Or if they didn't vote for anybody, who do you think they might have wanted
to
vote?
They didn't want either of them.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And I can't. And it's the same gal. It's the same gal. It's the supervisor of this.
It's so interesting, too, because when you vote here, you know, everything's very organized. When you go in, I mean, they're checking your name off. You know, there's stations. I've seen how organized it always is when we vote here in Chester County. So you got they're very like anal about it, which is what you want, right?
That's exactly what the law requires.
Yeah. So it's like how do you lose a ballot box? I mean, obviously, is that purposeful or they're just not crossing their T's and dotting their I's? Like, how do you lose it? How do you multiple locations?
What happened to the chain of custody?
Yeah.
Well, there is none because people are one I heard, and they're all rumors. Well, probably a lot of them true, but one arrived in an Uber.
One of the ballot boxes?
Yeah. So, I mean, boy, chain of control there. I mean, you've got to.
The Uber driver got to bring it. He's qualified, or she's qualified.
It's insane. The reality of it is, though, that there's a very good chance that it can be months before they actually determine who in the world was elected
in
that
state. And it wasn't a pretty close vote there, right?
Oh, no. When it started, the Republican running for the Senate was 70-some thousand votes ahead at the close when you could make predictions. Mm-hmm. They have found now 70,000 votes for the other guy and none for him. I mean, what's happening there? Do you not?
There's a lot of fish in Florida, aren't there? And they've been sitting out in the sun way too long.
It's just got to be questionable. And I guess my point that continues, if there is a law that the votes must be reported so many hours after the close, they still have not reported how many votes there are. And so what happens to those laws? Do we not? Why make laws that we don't want to enforce?
Right.
We do
and that
it all
continues
the time.
To amaze me as we go through this really comical era. It is comical. You've got to laugh because if you take all this stuff seriously, you could really get seriously ill. the conversation back and forth about our good president, and I got to say, I'm all in for Trump. He continues to amaze me, and I think that there isn't anybody that we could have elected who could have put up with all of this nonsense and continue to move forward and make progress on a daily basis.
Well, and he does entertain as well. So he's like a dual president.
Yes, he is. But there's a piece of legislation that they announced yesterday, which I think is excellent because we have created so many jobs. There's a bipartisan effort going through for some real good controls in the prisons about job training and specific people at businesses, major businesses that are getting involved and doing programs with incarcerated people to train them to fill the jobs that they're creating in this United States. How long have we been talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of having them come out of the prisons, go back into their environments, go back into the things that we're going to have them actually in a position where they are going to be able to go to a place, have a job, get a paycheck from the word go, so they don't get back into their old bad habits.
Well, yeah, a lot of times when you're reading up on some of these folks, it's multi-offending type of situations, right, where taxpayer dollars are going, you know, two or three times.
Horrible.
Yes, you're dealing with prosecutions and court fees and attorney's fees and public defender and all of these things, and to have somebody come right back out and get into the same pattern, you're exactly right.
Exactly. So this is a bipartisan effort that's going on. They had all the people from the people backing at the legislation. The companies that are involved in it are putting their money where their mouth is. Had a big press conference about that yesterday. The reason I bring that up is I'll bet you didn't see that in one newspaper. Nobody's reporting that.
I haven't heard it.
I saw the press conference, which is how I get my news pretty generally. I get notified every time the president is speaking, doing a press conference. Anytime any of his secretaries are doing a press conference, I get a little blip. And so I actually see with my own eyes and with my own ears exactly what is said in these press conferences and in these news releases. And I'm just constantly amazed that I never, ever, ever read in any of the news sources any of these positive things that are going on a daily basis. And we wonder why the American people are so, they don't know what's going on. They assume and they listen to all of this false, fake news and believe that it's accurate.
Yep. Time to take a break.
Okay.
And with Black Friday on the horizon, with Gavin Newsom on the horizon, what better time to head on down to Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service. He's got some great deals coming up for the 2018 Black Friday sale. 10% off all 1911s. If you know your firearms, you know the 1911 is a classic. Bulk ammo prices reduced. The Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. With a magazine, just $380. All kinds of bargains down there at Bastiani Arms. You'll find them in stock at fair prices. 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
It is 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460. We got some ways that you can help out veterans coming up in our next hour. But right now, at the risk of getting totally into the cornball mode here, I want to tell you, not all angels are wearing their halos. But they're there nonetheless. And I'm talking, of course, about the staff at Redding Home Helpers. What do you want to talk about? And now, some of Sharon, some of your people were involved down there in Paradise and lost stuff, right?
My sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, the interesting part of that...
Now, do you have any staffers down
there? I don't have any staffers down there, but somebody from my office went down to volunteer at a shelter location over the weekend. Someone from my office who's worked with me for 3 years, Desi Baxter, and thought she'd be slopping food on a plate, went down there. Come to find out, they had put all of these memory care folks, evacuees, into one room with volunteers who had no clue how to work with memory care patients. People were not happy. The elders were anxiety-ridden and pacing, and so she went in there with her knowledge and ended up putting them into groups and getting puzzles in there and teaching some of the volunteers how to talk to people with dementia or memory problems and calmed the whole room down and spent 8 hours setting up their whole volunteer area. So... and she had no clue this was what was going to happen for her that day, but they were so grateful. And if you don't know how to work with memory care, we train all of our staff on that. And even our office folks know how to go through those trainings. And so she brought all of that knowledge down there, and it was amazing for her to go do that for them. So pretty awesome.
Whether your loved one is going to need help to a couple hours a day or around the clock, you want to talk to this lady right here, Sharon Clark, 226-8350. She'll come out to your house and sit down with you and talk about what is the best solution for your home. Home Helpers, because there is no place like home.
Yeah, thank you. And that's Sharon's been in business now for how long? 17 years? 15 years.
And by the way, Trish was really hard on me when I first opened. So I was this young, 34-year-old, prancing into Reading. I'd lived here about 4 years at that point, and I opened up this home care agency. And Trish, being such an advocate of seniors and so involved at that point, you still are, but really involved at that point,
yeah,
kind of gave me the one, too, and interviewed me. Like, who are you to come into my community and offer these services?
We wanted to be absolutely sure, but you met the mark high and above. And I remember the first function that we worked on was the
Senior Expo.
Expo. And you earned your buttons right there.
Yeah. you were definitely. But I know now that any competitors that come into town, they've got to deal with Trish, so I don't mind it now. if they're not here and doing the ethical, running an ethical business and doing the right thing, she's gonna let them know they're not going to make it very long.
Well, I think the Marines call it the crucible.
Yeah.
Well, we are very protective of the senior population in Shasta County, and I've been involved with that for a long, long time. I will say that from a very young child, I found that there is so much to learn from the older population. There's a wealth of knowledge and experience that we need to tap into and listen to and take care of as our population ages. If we're not doing that as a society, we're losing and missing out on a great deal.
Absolutely. And if your children's grandparents aren't nearby, adopting another senior in your neighborhood, especially as we head into the holidays, making sure they have a place to go. I mean, to me, it's so amazing when these kids are raised around grandparents. And that relationship was so important to me growing up. So many cultures bring in the elders and revere elders. And
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
And we consider them to be a nuisance and at best, and hopefully disposable at some point.
Yeah, put them into a quote-unquote home.
Yeah.
And
such a mistake.
You know, Native American cultures, a lot of cultures are so good at just revering this age group, and you know, you go into the nursing homes in any community, and it's primarily a Caucasian population. Hispanic populations and Asian populations, a lot of these folks keep them in their home and raise them with their children and keep the family together. And that's something we can all learn a lot from.
As we should have. Mm-hmm. And we are a society, and I'm going to step on some toes here, but I have a problem when we have the caregiver kind of whole thing where we have a husband and a wife or a mother and her children, and they come in and they want to be paid to take care of their spouse or their children. And I have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened, for better or for worse, or you had the kids, they're yours.
Well, the other thing, Trish, that I see a lot is, and there are times this is necessary, but people that, you know, they have the resources to take care of the loved one, but they put them on Medi-Cal, so all of us take care of them, you know, and you have the resources, but you're going to, like, put everything in mom's name. And there are times, I get that, there are times and occasions where mom's going to have those needs and we don't want everything depleted and mom doesn't have the resources when she hits that age. But there are times there is plenty of money.
Yeah.
And kids are looking down the pike at what they're going to get out of it. And the taxpayer ends up paying for this. Nursing care is very expensive. And
it goes back to that whole thing about accepting responsibility, and we just seem to have lost that responsibility aspect, accountability in our society. You mentioned something, and I want to go into it a little bit before. The holidays are coming, and I always like to remind people that, you know, when you're having these big meals at your house, you're having all of the relatives over, look around your neighborhood and your acquaintances and think about those people that are out there in the community who are alone, who don't have family nearby, who very possibly are going to be spending Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day alone and by themselves. There's always room for one or two more at that table. Mm-hmm. We know when we fix a Thanksgiving dinner, there's always food there for a week. So think about those people in your neighborhood and just give them a call and invite them to stop by and have dinner with you.
Mm-hmm. Or
reach out a little.
Or if you don't know what to do and you have young children and you want to get them out, you know, go to one of our rehab facilities. We've got, you know, Vibra Hospital, Marquis Shasta. Walk through there, say Happy Thanksgiving. Have your kids make them a little present and walk in. We had a gal one time there. They got, like, you know, 25 stuffed animals and went through one of these skilled nursing centers and gave everybody a stuffed animal. You know, this means a lot to those folks that are there.
Just reaching out. I mean, you can do so much with, you know, coffee cups. Everybody gives coffee cups. We one time took coffee cups and put Beanie Babies in them. And a couple of other little, you know, a handkerchief and what have you, and went to a couple of the care facilities, and that means so much to them.
Oh, it so does, and they love seeing little kids.
Absolutely.
They love seeing.
Absolutely.
You know, on that note, I was volunteering this last Monday at the convention center for the campfire, and we were collecting new items to donate to the Red Cross, and this dad walks up holding the hand of a little, about 3-year-old girl, she has a doll. And I said, "Hi there, did you bring this doll to donate to another little girl who lost her toys?" And she nods her head. And I said, "Well, here's the box for little girl toys." And I look at the dad and I go, "Wow, my daughter cried the first time I made her donate a toy." And he goes, "Oh, she cried at the mall when she found out we were bringing it over here." But to me, she was this way. But I thought, here's a man. He didn't do a lot, but he took his daughter to the mall, had her pick out a doll, and that 3.5-year-old got to donate that doll. And was thanked by me and appreciated by me. And I explained to her that another little girl who lost her toys, you know, and that's another great thing to do around the holidays,
life lessons.
You know, we have Toys for Tots and all of those programs to spend a little less on your kids and have them donate something to a child in need, you know,
and
especially with all of this stuff going
that,
on.
Yeah. So you're right. That's and I want to do one final thing. I want to give a shout out to AT&T. You know, we have these corporate companies. They just gave me a donation of $1,000 down at the Frontier Senior Center. It's a corporation that likes to help with the senior population. Mm-hmm. They've been good to the senior center down there. And I just want to give a shout out.
And that's a lot of money for you guys.
Absolutely.
You guys can do a lot with that.
So in need of it right now. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, the economy is what it is. Our expenses continue to go up. Unfortunately, our income hasn't gone along with that and the permanent rents and stuff. So yeah, that and the grocery outlet that did our wine tasting for us a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Raised $740, so I want to give a really big shout out.
They've been great about getting so active in the community down there.
They are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got just a second. We got to take a break. I'll tell you this in the next hour.
Okay. Bob's waving his arms.
Great event. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Stephanie Bridges, District Attorney.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. It is a taste of things to come for parts of the Midwest and the East. Snow, sleet, rain, and freezing rain falling across a wide area, making a real mess of the roads in a lot of spots. But the National Weather Service's Patrick Burke says a winter-like weather shouldn't be hanging around for too long.
This is going to be fairly quick hitting. It will be a wet and snowy and messy day for the East Thursday. But by the time Friday afternoon rolls around, we should see it diminishing along the coast. And in northern New England, we'll see the snow exiting.
Snow fell as far southeast as central Alabama, which got a dusting. Some travelers got stuck for more than 8 hours on an icy Arkansas interstate. And five people were killed in accidents on slippery roads. 59 confirmed deaths a result of the California wildfires, but with more than 100 people still unaccounted for, authorities fear the death toll could rise. President Trump insisting the White House running very smoothly as he considers making some changes to his cabinet and other posts.
Apparently responding to reports of turmoil and low morale inside the West Wing, the president tweets that the White House is running very smoothly and the results for our nation are obviously very good. He goes on to say, we are the envy of the world. But he accuses what he calls the fake news media of going crazy and being dishonest in an effort to make him look as bad as possible.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Retail sales rose at a healthy pace in October, up 0.8%. That followed 2 months of slight declines in sales. A sell-off underway again today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down about 204 points. Blue chips at 24,871. The S&P is off 17 points. The NASDAQ down 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Wonder Pill. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Wonder Pill. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword Wonder Pill.
Saudi Arabia has a new U.S. ambassador, the latest from the media line's Charles B. Blazer.
President Donald Trump has nominated former top general John Abizaid to become the next ambassador to Saudi Arabia. It comes as many in Washington are calling for a downgrading of the bilateral relationship following the grisly murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents in Istanbul. Abizaid is of Lebanese Christian descent, fluent in Arabic, and headed U.S. Central Command, which covers the Middle East, from 2003 to 2007. He previously advocated for a relatively moderate approach to Iran, suggesting there are ways to live with its nuclearization. President Trump in May withdrew from the 2015 atomic deal and subsequently restored harsh economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Ford and Walmart are teaming up to test a self-driving grocery delivery service.
The pilot program in Florida's Miami-Dade County will incorporate Postmates, a logistics company that operates a network of couriers to deliver groceries and more. The vehicles will collect data on consumer preferences to help the companies understand what people want. Ford said it'll also look at different vehicle configurations or modifications that may be needed to accommodate orders such as perishable goods or when a vehicle is making multiple deliveries on a single trip. Ford will work with Walmart over the next few months to determine what goods it can feasibly transport and figure out any issues that may need to be addressed to successfully deliver orders via self-driving vehicles. Keith Peters reporting.
Deadline day is here for election officials in Florida's 67 counties. They're facing an afternoon deadline for wrapping up their vote recounts. They got on Wall Street, the Dow down 185 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. This is Thursday morning, so it's not Carl and Linda. It's actually Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And so we're here, and if those of you that were with us for the first hour, we're hoping that we can have a little smoother start to this hour than we had the first time around. We managed to set the alarm off, and that was really interesting, and so we had a lot of noise going on. It's 37 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 73, a low of 43 this evening, 75 on Friday and 42, 72 on Saturday and 43, Sunday 73 and 42, pretty steady up until next Wednesday when we actually have a 40% chance of rain turning into a 50 and 60% chance of rain later on in the week. So we're hopeful it will actually maybe get some rain before November is over, and that would be incredible. And we can turn the sprinklers off. Is anybody else tired of watering their lawn? For heaven's sakes. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. A good Anderson business, give them a call at 365-3793. So.
We have a phone call.
We have on the phone this morning, and this is concerning the campfire. We have Brad Long, who is the Regional Director of Veterans Representatives. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you.
You have a need for the campfire down there that for our veterans that you're serving.
Yeah, we've got it's a pretty overwhelming situation we've got down here. I've been down here now for 3 days, and the displacement of the population and the veterans inside of that evacuation, they're all over the place down here. South of town, it almost looks like something out of Grapes of Wrath, people just camping on the sides of the road.
Oh, my gosh.
We've received a huge amount of items of donations. As a matter of fact, we've set up a distribution center in our office, and we're able to fulfill those daily needs that they have, a little bit of foods, hygiene items, towels, washcloths, socks, stuff like that. Problem is that we've got so many people that we have to work with. Right now, we're guessing there could be approximately 800 veterans displaced because of the fire. They're starting to show up at our other offices in Sacramento and Santa Rosa. We had 5 in our office there in Reading yesterday. We processed 20 here in Chico yesterday. So the problem is we're getting a special allocation of funding from the federal government to bring in more case managers and assistance to aid with the veterans. We've got no hotel rooms to put these people in. We've got no places for them to bunk down. What we really would like is to put out the word, if anybody's got a couple of RVs, camper trailers, fifth wheels, something like that, that we could put at our office in Chico for the additional staffing to camp. Now, five hotels I had to go to last night before I got a room that was outside of my allowable expense account.
The space is for the extra staff that you're going to bring on to help. Okay.
Yeah.
And for them to actually sleep in.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a couple of staff members right now that are just sleeping on sleeping bags in an office.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Gosh.
So if somebody's got a connection there that could help us, it would be greatly appreciated. I mean, we've got great donations are coming in via our website. That's been huge benefit. We had truckloads of stuff rolling from Reno and Sacramento, our other sites. So we've got all that. We just need a place for our staff to lay their heads at night.
Oh, that's great. And so the listening audience out there, if anybody out there has contacts with any of the RV places, or you have RVs that you're not using that you could put out on loan, how can they get a hold of you, Brad?
They can call my cell phone, which is 530-355-2818.
Okay, so now that everybody's got a pencil, let's do that again.
Okay. 530-355-2818.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys so much. This is absolutely amazing help. And this is just going to be a huge amount of work that we have to do down here. It's sad. I had a veteran crying with me last night in the lobby of the Oxford Suites where I'm staying right now. Lost everything. Ran out with the clothes on his back, and I saw his car. His taillights were burned and melted. So it's a pretty sad situation down here right now.
Well, thank you for stepping up, Brad. We sure appreciate your dedication to our wonderful veteran population down there.
Yeah, well, we love our veterans, and we want to be sure that they're taken care of. So we'll put this out and remind everybody, if you have any kind of RVs or things that you could bring down there to the GECO office to help put up these people that are coming in to help our veterans, 530-385-2818. 355.
Yep.
Yeah, I said. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank
Wonderful.
You guys so
all
much.
All right.
For
Thanks
all
so much,
help.
Brad. And be sure and call in if you need more help.
Take care.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So now we're joined in the studio with one of my favorite people, our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. We've had a chaotic morning. We said something is, I don't know, it isn't even a full moon. I'm not sure. Because it started off kind of rocky with our alarm system and
coffee, trying to make coffee. And
at least we verified that it works. By the way, for those of you who were curious, Sue McClain will hopefully be back. We're going to check and see if she's going to be back tomorrow. She got bit by the bug.
Oh, Blue really? Sick. So when we got here this morning, usually Sue's already here for when we arrive and the coffee's made and
the
alarm is
off.
And so we come stumbling in here just before 7, arriving in plenty of time to get everything done like we always do.
We roll in like 2 minutes.
And the alarm gets set off immediately as Bob comes through the back door, and he hadn't set it in a long time, and so exciting.
Yeah.
By the time we got it done.
And I'm sure the police would have been right here, but luckily we let the alarm company know that it was only us.
Exciting
so,
morning.
Yep, exciting morning.
So what's going on with the district attorney's office in Shasta County?
Well, you know, I think what's something that would be important for us to really talk about would be, you know, we're going into the holidays, and there's different types of issues that could present themselves, from different charities reaching out and charity fraud, as well as DUIs, you know, talking about it's that time of year where a lot of people might start drinking a little more than they need to at parties, or maybe if they're not at a party and they want to be at a party or whatever it may be. You know, so if we could kind of talk about those two topics and get information out there.
Let's start with the DUI because I think what we have to do as people is take our turn being the designated driver.
Right. Or Uber.
Or Uber. There's always Uber
I mean,
out there.
You know, Stephanie, and I appreciate you bringing this up because this is something.
Or the conventional taxi. Let's not forget our friends at Reading Yellow Cab.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes they just take a while to get there. But, you know, I was just, you know, I went to a party last year and I drove down, and I was not going to drink much. And then I ended up getting into the party spirit, and I left my car, and I Ubered home. And someone said to me the next day, "You left your car downtown?" And I said, "I'm sorry. That is a way better option. And by the way, my car was fine. I don't leave anything in it that looks like anything." But I thought, that's why you have car insurance, you know. But a lot of times, if I know I'm going to go to a party, I Uber there, and I'm completely sober. But I Uber there because I know I'm going to have a few cocktails, and I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to plan for it and worry about where my car is. But especially if you're going with a group of girlfriends, you know, as women, a couple drinks, you're done.
Right.
And so it's just plan ahead. You know, you know, if you don't have the designated driver, our Uber system is amazing. I've never had any issues getting a ride there or a ride back. I've had a great experience, so I think it's, I'm trying to teach my daughter, who's a college student or out of college now, but, you know, the responsibility factor, and I think it's, we all set an example for our kids on this part, too, to make sure that they see what you're planning for, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you brought up the point of, you know, people say, well, I want to drive my car home because I'm going to be worried about leaving it downtown Well, I think you need to take into consideration the worry for life versus the worry
Absolutely.
For your property,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people feel like they can drive way after they're at the point where they can't,
mm-hmm.
because you actually start becoming impaired for the purposes of driving motor vehicles safely before you even really start feeling that intoxication that most people notice.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it happens so early that people really need to take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only getting a DUI could affect you financially, it could affect your job, but every year we get cases where you're DUI and they hit someone and they end up killing an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens every year. And that's really the thing that we want people
mm-hmm.
to think about.
Best case scenario is you get pulled over. Best case scenario is you get pulled over.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Remind us the consequences of a DUI in this day and age.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to depend on if it's your first time DUI, it's and you don't get into a collision, you're going to be it's a misdemeanor. It'd be a misdemeanor conviction, and you know, there's a lot of people who have no criminal record,
mm-hmm.
so it does go on your criminal record, and it can affect your job. There's a mandatory 48 hours of jail. That's on your first time DUI. The fines are very significant, and you would be on probation. You would be typically you're going to be searchable for alcohol. You have to stay out of anywhere where alcohol is sold during your time of probation. So it's pretty significant, even for a first time.
First time. How long
have some classes too? Probably right. Are there classes?
3 years. What was that?
And there's some classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which you have to pay for the classes.
You have to pay for the
mm-hmm.
classes. I mean,
how long do you lose your license?
Oh, you know, I'm not exactly 100% sure right now what the actual restriction is for, because it differs from first time DUI, then second time, then third time, and it's kind of progressively
and sometimes
more.
What you blow too, right? Like if you're really high, you can yeah. even have to have a blower in your car.
Yeah.
There's degrees for how
there's
high
a lot
above
of,
the 0.08 you are.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Each case is going to be looked at individually.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it going to be the criminal consequences, as you brought up, your driver's license, and you're going to have to deal with DMV on that. And the DMV, they have their own hearing process that you have to go through and potentially hire an attorney and usually a different attorney for that process. So,
wow.
I mean, it can really impact mm-hmm. your life in that case.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to really get into that. It's so much worse than it used to be. And we need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And we'll be right back.
This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Excited to welcome friends and neighbors to their branch in downtown Reading. And they're going to be moving next year, the one on East Cypress. They're really excited about that. We were there last week. They are so supportive of the veterans community, and they were participating in the Rabba Salute to the Veterans and have been a proud sponsor of that for many, many years. So a big shout-out to our friends at Cornerstone Community Bank. Three locations to serve you right now, 1845 California Street. That's downtown near Jack's Grill. 150 East Cypress, where we were last week, freezing everything we had on, freezing every extremity off. Yeah. And for our friends down at Tehama, 237 South Main Street in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. Experience how they're moving local dreams forward. BankCornerstone.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's time race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail Fire Restoration Project.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm here with Dr. Premlina Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
It's 8:21 here on KCNR 1460, and the lively conversation continuing even during the break. This portion of the program, of course, brought to you by our friends at Clyde's Enterprises, the original, still the best, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. They specialize in home electronics and classic car parts, over 47 years in business right here in the local area, operated by Clyde Pierce. He is the man, has been the man for home entertainment. 32 years in the satellite business. He's your source for Dish Network and an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch, which I actually know how to pronounce correctly. That's Clyde's Enterprises. Now back to Free Fire Radio with our guest hosts.
And welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State, and we're having a really interesting discussion on and off the air about DUI with the District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And I think it's a timely topic because as you started it, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it really is. It's that time of year when so many people are going off to parties and they may be going from one party to the next party. And, you know, I'll have one drink at each party. And by the time you're at your second party or third party, you shouldn't be driving. And, you know, I think during the break we were talking about how, you know, expensive it is, how you can lose your home, you can lose your house, you could, so many things that can happen just from one mistake. And we were talking about examples of cases and stuff that we know about, of people who had no record or anything prior, and then this happens. And then, you know, it's also important to talk about the fact that, you know, if you are your first time having a DUI and you end up hitting somebody, someone who's in another car because you can't judge it, you can be charged with a felony, a felony conduct, if you're in a DUI and you hit and injure another person. And that's not the misdemeanor we were talking about before. You're now facing a felony that can really impact your life. But then it also can really impact that person, because I can tell you we have several cases. We have a lot of cases in my office that are felony DUI with injury, where people, you know, have a broken, they broke their hip, they broke, had to get serious stitches, broken arms. These are the people who were injured, the victims. So you can really have a huge impact on other people, too, your decision. And that ultimately affects your life.
Right. I actually was out seeing a potential client last week who was hit by a drunk driver, she and her son, and she had to have a neck fusion. She was in a brace.
Yeah.
There's ongoing litigation. She has an attorney now because she's lost income.
Right.
I mean, it's like throwing the pebble in the pond, right? The
right.
waves just keep going out
right.
and out and out.
Right.
And even if you're drinking and someone runs out in front of you, If you're sober and they talk to you and they deem that an accident, that person. But, I mean, if you haven't had anything to drink, it's automatically going to fall on you, you know. And my daughter, who's 23, says, Mom, it doesn't matter how you feel. It matters what you blow. And I think a lot of times people in my age group go, oh, I feel fine. Oh, mm-hmm. I feel fine. I've had coffee for an hour. I feel fine. It really doesn't matter how you feel.
Well,
you know?
I think it's because people consider that you're only going to get a DUI if you're drunk. You know, DUI, that's drunk driving. Well, it's not. It's actually way lower than
impaired
drunk driving.
The influence,
yeah.
That influence.
Yeah.
What is it now?
It's impaired. It's 0.08, but you could be under a 0.08 and still be impaired for the purposes of driving and get a DUI. So 0.08 is just where there's the presumption that you are impaired for the purposes of driving. But you could be under that. You could be a 0.04. You could be a person who only drinks at Thanksgiving and has one glass and gets one or two glasses, gets you up to a 0.04. But it really affects you, mm-hmm. and you are now in the impaired for the purposes of driving, can be pulled over for DUI, charged, and convicted for it, even though you never even reached 0.08.
Mm.
So it's pretty significant.
Good information. Are you listening out there? Designated driver, Uber, don't be doing this.
Well, and I think, too, like, you know, when I have parties, if you have Christmas parties, also be a good host and talk to your guests about that. Make sure that people are okay to drive. You can offer to call Ubers or taxis for people. If someone gets you know, behind the wheel, how bad would you feel if they were having alcohol at your party and then went on to hurt themselves or someone else? So I think we all
have... A lot worse than you think, because I think you can be held liable if they leave your house and they're stoned. Yes,
I think
no?
Under 21 you can, I think, if you've provided it. But it's a little bit probably, I don't know, more of a gray area.
Yeah. Those are a little bit more difficult to get into.
Yeah.
But there's potential liability there, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be civil or criminal, depending on the circumstances.
You wouldn't want to do that to your friends. So if you always, when you're having those parties, be sure that you're providing enough non-alcoholic beverages, mm-hmm. and spirits, you know, things.
Yeah.
You know, two punch bowls, if you will.
Right. And then there's a lot of people every year in California, Shasta County, statewide, who are killed in DUI collisions. So we've just talked about really the impact on the driver and potentially injuries to mm-hmm. the victim. But there's a lot of people who lose their life. Innocent people who are just running to the grocery store or wherever they may be, and they get hit by a DUI driver,
mm-hmm.
and they lose their life and are killed. And that is horrible. That's horrible. And then to flip over to the consequences for the driver in that case, you can be criminally liable for homicide.
Yeah, one of my caregiver's grandson out of the Grass Valley area was killed earlier this year on his way to spring break at 17, following another family. So they were younger drivers, but they were following the mom and her friends. It was noon, and mm-hmm. A drunk driver, a gal, 21 years old, kind of still drunk from the night before, coming the opposite direction, came across the median, flipped over, hit their car, killed two of the boys, and wounded the other one. But, yeah, she's looking at, like, 10 years in jail. Her life's over.
Yeah.
I mean, and, of course, this family, the loss that they've tragically suffered, to watch this lady that, you know, bury her grandson at 17 years old, who, you know, football star, retired his jersey, you know, all this kind of stuff. And in a small town like Grass Valley, you know, that everyone knows everybody. And so... and so the parents are driving ahead. They realize the car's not behind them anymore. You know, and this is just one family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it is just, and this other gal's family's losing her.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to go to jail for 10 years and her life's over.
Yeah.
Her ability to get married and have children and all those things that she had dreams for herself.
Right.
So no one's a winner here in those scenarios.
No.
You know,
absolutely not.
And a preventable thing. It's such a preventable thing.
There is so many opportunities to get a ride home. Just if you have any idea that you may have an issue, just call Uber, get somebody to give you a ride home.
That's the thing, is that it's completely preventable.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely preventable, and it's completely based on your choices. And you can go to these holiday parties and have a great time and not have anything to drink,
mm-hmm.
or have one glass of wine.
Yeah.
You know, people just need to start thinking about
that. Put that Uber app right on your phone, and it's right there at the fingertip
That's
away.
Right. That's
Caller
right.
wants us to ask about, first of all, phones,
mm-hmm.
texting while running 5,000 pounds of steel down the street, and, of course, medicinal and recreational marijuana, which there is no good test for, but the parameters are the same. If you can't pass the roadside test, you're busted.
Yeah, so let's take the second part first, is the fact that whether it's marijuana, whether it's you're taking it for medical reasons, It's no different than if you were taking some prescription drug, hydrocodone, because you broke an arm or something, or and you're taking that. Anything you take that impairs you for the purposes of driving, you can be liable for DUI. Alcohol is legal, right? People can legally smoke marijuana, right? People can legally take prescription drugs. However, if any three of those affect you and impair you for the purposes of driving a vehicle, you're DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be a distinction there.
It's not drunk driving. It's driving under the influence.
And that's the thing. I've heard everyone kind of using that word, drunk driving, and I think we need to get the word drunk out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We
need driving
to,
under the
it
influence.
Needs to be impaired.
Impaired
driving.
And that's
driving.
Whether you've partied all weekend. Maybe you didn't do more than any. You didn't do any drugs. You haven't slept in 48 hours. That's impaired.
You're
driving.
Impaired. Yeah. You. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need a substance there, but for sure. And then what was the other one? The other one was cell phones.
Cell phones.
Yes, absolutely.
They need to get, the police need to pick them up more often. I see so many people texting, talking on their phones, with it right up to their ear.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't get picked up for that.
Right. Well, and you can be criminally liable for, because we've had these cases. We've had people who are on their cell phone, they hit a car in front of them and kill the person in that car. And you can be criminally liable for felony, gross vehicular manslaughter, depending on all the circumstances, and go to prison for that. And, you know, if it doesn't rise to a gross vehicular manslaughter, there's misdemeanor manslaughter. So mm-hmm. you can be charged and convicted of killing another person because you're using your cell phone and driving.
Talk to an officer about this. And most frequently, the officer sees the offense coming the other way. And then the officer has to decide, can they safely get turned around and take up pursuit before that person is long gone, especially if they're en route to another call. They have to make that judgment on the spot.
Well, I would say that you could probably get, if there was such a thing as a quota of tickets, you could get at any given time just getting on the freeway, leaving Reading, getting on 299, or was it 299 going east?
Mm-hmm.
You go through there. And it's there.
Because you're not even supposed to be touching it. You can't even have it on your lap. Like, it's not even supposed to be near you.
It seems like people think the hands-free means they can't have it to their ear. So you see people holding it in their hand on speakerphone, like 2 feet away from their head. I'm like, you're still violating the law.
Yeah, exactly. I know mine is hooked right into my steering wheel. And so I don't make phone calls.
Right.
I mean, rarely ever. But occasionally I get a phone call. And all I have to do is hit the button on my steering wheel. And I start talking.
Yeah, I'll get right back to you.
Like the Bluetooth.
Yeah. And usually I'll say, oh, yeah, you know what? Let me give you a call when I get home.
Yeah.
Because you even though you're talking without hands, your mind is not on what you're doing when you're talking about something important on the phone.
Well,
and we're going to take a break, and then we'll get back and you can respond.
And this portion of the program, appropriately enough, is brought to you by Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street. Now, they would like you to stop by down there, and maybe we'll ask the DA about this, SB10. They're running a petition down there. The consensus among a lot of people, which include crime advocates, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, SB10 simply a bad idea. It takes away bail as a tool. Right now, Holly Bail Bonds, and this was never put up before the voters. If you have a mind to, please head down there to Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street. Sign the petition. Needs to be done by November 26th. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Back with more after this. The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best.
visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Miles.
About 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Actually, let's call that 23 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Let's be accurate here on your information station, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Cal North Forestry. They have expert arborists. There's still a lot of tree cleanup to be done around the area. And if you were hit by the car fire up here in Reading and you still got a lot of messed up trees on your property, Tom Yeoman's the guy to call, 200-8123. If your property was affected, they will donate a couple hours of services. They specialize in tree trimming, stump grinding and removal, and gutter cleaning, all at affordable rates. That's Cal North Forestry.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to join in our conversation this morning, you can certainly give us a call at 605-4567. We've been just talking about some interesting things with the driving under the influence, impaired driving, and cell phone use. And we had a couple final thoughts we wanted to give you on the use of your cell phone while you're driving. There's a setting, Bridget, that you can put on your phone. Bridget, Stephanie. I do that every once in a while. These people with two first names.
Looks like a Bridget.
That's fine. I get that. I'll answer to that, too. Yeah, so it's a great feature that cell phones have. You can go in and you can set it on so that anytime you're in a vehicle, your cell phone can sense when the vehicle is driving, which can get a little creepy what cell phones can do, but it can do that. And so that anytime you're driving, it's automatically, if someone sends you a text, it's going to send them a response that says, I'm driving right now. I'll call you back when I get there. You know, so there's always that option. So if you feel tempted to get your phone, you know, the person is being told that they're going to get responded to and they don't think you're just delaying your response.
This can be a little irritating, though, if you're a passenger in a vehicle and you're on a trip and you're waiting for somebody
to get
to
you. You can turn it off. Turn it off when you're the passenger.
As a species, we got through the last couple of million years without these silly things. Suddenly, they have not become part of our very lifeblood, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, just to kind of talk about that a bit, there's a hesitancy always when I sign up for some new thing about the intrusion in my life with all this information. And if that cell phone knows all of those things, that's a little weird. I mean, I don't like the fact that somebody can track my every motion and know when I'm standing or sitting or riding in a car. Having said that, it is a helpful thing that
Absolutely.
We're sharing this information. So there's a trade-off there with all the sharing of information and how much government knows you, like your medical records, the way they're doing them now.
Yeah.
Any doctor you go to can get your blood tests from 15 doctors back 10 years ago. That's kind of spooky, but it's very helpful as well.
There is an intrusion factor. There is a little bit of fear factor. But on the other hand, not too long ago, a murder was solved because the woman's Fitbit showed a spike in her heart rate and then her heart stopped at the exact same time that a nearby security camera caught this individual's car in her driveway. And from that, they were able to piece together a case against him. Because he had taken very care, it was a strangulation, and he'd taken great pains to avoid leaving any evidence. But they got him on that.
Interesting.
It's a trade-off, and for more of us in the older population, sometimes I have to take a deep breath and say, okay, but because a lot of people still don't want to give out their Social Security number.
Yeah,
and I kind of go, okay, get over it. I can get online and get your Social Security number. But I have a lot of friends who are still tearing their labels off of their newspapers and their magazines because they don't want people to have their address.
Oh, gosh,
again,
you can Google that.
Again, all I got to do is go online and I can get that in a heartbeat.
Google, well, I can look on Google. And somebody would say, well, why is it legal for Google Earth to look in your backyard? Because you only own up to 400 feet above your property. That's been established by case law, you know. You're not going to be able to stop the NOAA or the satellites from passing over your property. That doesn't work.
Well, and a lot of people still believe that they only take those pictures of your yard every so often. They're out there on a regular basis because they can tell when I look at that. One time my RV is pulled in straight, the next time it's backed in, it's gone. They're doing that on a regular basis. I'm telling you. Anyway, we just kind of jumped off. I'll have to check that out.
It's really interesting
how often they look at your house.
When we were setting up, we did want to, among the topics we wanted to set up was fraud against seniors, especially seniors who have devices and who have computers and the phone calls.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that because it is that time of year again with the holidays coming.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a spike, and there is every year of the calls, and it's seniors and it's veterans. Those seem to be very big targets for all types of fraud, and especially when it comes to the telemarketer fraud, people who are going to call into your home and say that they've got a charity that they know that is related to veterans. So they're going to target veterans with it, even though it doesn't really support veterans. But that's how they're going to target it. They're going to know something about you when they call in, or they're going to know that they're targeting an elderly population to try to get to play on their sympathies and try to and really take advantage of the, you know, the older generation that can be more trusting than the newer, younger generation.
Yeah, something.
And they've got stuff to take. You know, a lot of times they've got. You know, they've been in their home. They've got a home. Maybe they have a nest egg. They've got stuff that they can take. So that's why they end up being a target. And every year they really do. So you need to be careful with that. If someone's calling you, you really should not be giving out your identification, any money, paying over the phone. You need, if you want to listen to them, great. But hang up, get on your computer. Do your own research about whatever company that is. Find the phone numbers for them and call them back. Don't call the number they give you for you to call and verify. You go out and find your own number. Because a lot of times you're going to find once you do that research that, oh, someone's already reported. That's actually a scam.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The other call that we get this time of year is that call for grandparents about their grandchildren.
They're stranded somewhere. They need to wire them money. I'll tell you, these people are so smooth. I was at a client's home one time, and this guy, Brian, calls. Oh, Sally, how was your weekend? I know your daughter was coming. You know, they learn about these folks, and they're lonely, And this guy called and had this was like his fifth or sixth time talking to my client.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, he visits with me. He calls me a few times a week to check on me. You know, this and I and, you know, and so they're really smart.
Yeah.
How they work this. And
or they'll call and it'll be a younger girl's voice. Grandma, grandma. And then the grandma will say, oh, is this you, Susie?
Yeah.
And yes, this is Susie. So then they think that this really is the grandchild.
I have actual two personal acquaintances who got on this, and one gal, she bit hook, line, and sinker, and wired
Union
some money. And was absolutely so. Just don't be buying that.
Just think about it. Did they say their name, or did you say the name, and then they learned it because you said it? Because mm-hmm. that's the way they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you guys brought up the fact that they'll call you. There's these scams where they'll call and say, so-and-so's got a warrant or you've got a warrant and you have to pay right now or the sheriff's going to come pick you up and you can do that right here on the phone. That doesn't happen. That does not happen.
We got a warrant for your arrest. You're not going to tell us about it, are you?
No, we don't go call people about that. There's a warrant for arrest. They'll come arrest you. They're not going to call you and tell you to take care of it over the phone or do any of that type of stuff. So.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. We're actually going to break on time this time, Bob. Oh, I surprised
this portion
him.
Of the program brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. They are at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less and smile more is what they tell you. See what they can do for you. Contact River Commons Senior Living to arrange a personal tour today. 238-5981.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventures. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. 2 winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time and Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Dr. Premlina Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We've been visiting this morning about some topics that are kind of timely for this time of year with our senior population, veterans, and the entire population about partying and the holidays coming up. We're going to jump now to another subject, and we brought up earlier, Holly Bail Bonds has the SB 10 petition, and Stephanie, you want to tell us a little bit about that and the impact, and I think it's a really important bill that's been passed that we should try to turn around.
Yeah, so SB 10, that was legislatively done and signed by the governor. So what that means is the voters did not vote on it. So that's important for people to know, because if you don't work in this area, you might not know what does SB 10 mean. Did we vote on it? But it wasn't. It wasn't something that the voters had an opinion and had a say on, even though it does affect everyone in the state in a very big way. Whether you're for it or whether you're against it, either way, it has a huge impact. And I know that, there's a big effort to say, no, let's put this to the voters. Let's not let SB 10 go into effect, and let's let the voters vote on it. Because as it stands right now, SB 10 would go into effect in October of 2019. And the reason is there's a lot of parameters behind it that need to be figured out, because what it does is currently the system we have is a bail system. If you're there's a warrant for your arrest, you're arrested, you go into custody, there's some bail associated with that. And it's based just on the offense. If it's a DUI, it's going to be this. If you, hit someone over the head with a club, it's going to be this, And
you wrote a bad check, it's going to be this.
Yeah,
right.
It's that's what it is. And, and then you also take into consideration when you're in court whether a person is a flight risk, whether they're going to show up for court. And even if they have bail set, a court can let them out of custody if they feel like the person isn't a flight risk, So this system's been in place for forever, and that's the way it's worked. And what SB 10 is going to do is it kind of creates this new pre-arraignment. So arraignment is the first time a person comes to court. That's when they're going to come into court and they're going to say initially whether they're guilty or not guilty, and starts the whole process. So it creates this new it's hard to say what it's going to be because it's in the process of being created, but it's going to be this new kind of pre-arraignment program where the offenders are assessed for what their risk is going to be, what they believe the risk is going to be, and determine whether the person should be released.
However, this assessment is going to be done by a
it's going to be pretty expensive to create this whole new, a government entity to do this assessment of thousands of people. I mean, we get 12,000 cases referred to at my office every year for filing. That's a lot of assessments that's mm-hmm. going to need to be done. But that's what SB 10 is saying. But SB 10 is also saying there's a lot of category of people who are just going to be released. So if you are a person who's arrested by a misdemeanor offense, they must be released from custody within 12 hours, no matter what. Unless it's there's a couple crimes that are different. So if it's misdemeanor domestic violence, you're going to be held in custody until arraignment. But there's
How about DUI? Because you said mandatory 48-hour.
Right. So there are those a few exceptions of when people are going to be released and when they're not, and how that ends up to be. But also low risk, low level felonies are going to be in the same category of being released. So effectively, what it's going to do is you're never going to be able to get those people to court, because if you can't ever have a way to hold them in custody to make them show up in court, you're going to be completely at the whim of them deciding that they want to show up.
Because the bail made them go to court.
Bail would make them go to court because they had an asset that they could lose if they did not show up.
Is the reason behind this that the costs associated with keeping people in custody? What wasn't working that this is being proposed?
It wasn't being fair because some people could afford bail and other people couldn't.
That's kind of what they're saying.
Once again, we're going to go to that poor population that just can't take care of themselves, and so the state's going to.
It comes down to that. Mm-hmm. That's the type of area.
Local retailers are already dealing with somebody comes in, loads $500, $600, $700 with a calculator in their hand into the cart, rolling out the front door. If they get stopped, they just walk away. They get arrested. I'll see you in a couple hours. Or they just load the stuff in the car because the stores are prohibited from intervening. So mm-hmm. it depends on whether a cop gets there in time.
Yeah. Right, right.
And then you pay for that.
And that's the misdemeanor level offense. If you stay under that $950 and this is a theft crime, then it's just going to be a misdemeanor. You're going to, even if they arrest you, the cop shows up, arrests you, they can only hold you in custody for 12 hours, and you will not make it to an arraignment hearing within 12 hours. It just doesn't happen.
They've got this. You're going to have this group you got to get together to do an assessment. It's an insane piece of legislation. Once again, get down to Holly Bail Bonds, sign this petition to get that on a ballot. They're working real hard and to put it on the ballot to overturn it. Once they get the required signatures, that will then put that into hold, and so until after the election in 2020, it won't go into effect. So it's really important. If you haven't been by there, go by and sign that petition.
It's interesting. I hadn't heard of that. So
the amount of changes that happen every year for the last 8-9 years to the criminal justice system has just really done a disservice to the communities and a lot of times even to the offenders, because there are offenders who have no way to get them into treatment because their crimes have been reduced to misdemeanors and there's no ability to get them to court. Your family member has no way to get you to get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So it has affected our communities, it has affected families, it has affected in so many ways.
Our safety, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an insane world that we're creating out there. We've gone so far, in my opinion, to the prisoners' rights and the offenders' rights that we've completely lost track of the impact on society in general, let alone the victims of these crimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have been going on and new laws that have been passed that are really watering down victims' rights. Like you said, having a truth in sentencing, that was very, very huge for so long, so that victims of crimes would know what their offender was sentenced to and have faith in that. And that, I mean, all that is just out the door with everything that's passed in the last, 8 years.
Yeah, I've said it 2 or 3 times during this show today, and the lack of accountability and responsibility that we're building into our society and raising. Nobody's accountable or responsible for it's always somebody else.
Trish, if I put a cup of hot coffee between my legs and it spills, I can't sue people?
Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And that's the problem. And there'll be a jury who will award you a whole bunch of money.
That's right.
Because the coffee was hot. Well, hot coffee is the sign it said. Yeah.
I know.
Final word.
You know.
Yeah, well, just, I think the most important thing we've talked about is going into the holidays is to be safe. To be safe when it comes to alcohol consumption. Have a plan for yourself. Have a plan for your guests. It's not worth risking lives. It's not worth risking your own life because you, the intoxicated person, could also get in a DUI and kill yourself. Or you could just have a lot of financial and legal problems for a long time based on those decisions, and it's just not worth it. It's really not worth it. Just have a plan, have a sober driver, have a taxi, Uber, whatever it may be, prepared.
Yeah, and it's not that difficult. You can get a little app that goes right on that phone that you can't use while you're driving, but you can just get that call. They're very responsive, as Sharon said earlier in the show. We've got a good Uber system here. Taxi is available, and certainly you can call the taxi and tell them, okay, I'm going to be here, and then I'm going to call you to come back in a couple hours and do what you want to do. Enjoy the holidays, but don't put your life and your loved ones and everybody else on the road at risk while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Thanks so much, Stephanie. I always enjoy
what an
when you're
informative
here.
Show. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
I'm sorry that Carl just didn't get to be with us today, but we love having. And Bob, thank you for putting up with the three ladies in the room.
Well, thanks for having me.
No chance for conversation for Bob with three ladies in the room.
Well, it's My job here is to push buttons and field questions
and, make
and
us
answer
go to
the
break.
Phone and yeah, make sure that the bills get paid because keeping the lights on my check is rather important to me. It's been a pleasure. Tomorrow, I do believe that Linda Bott will be here and with her. With some guests in her way of doing stuff. Carl's on assignment, as they say. And
we'll see you soon, and happy holidays are coming up.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.